This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
We're at a really great place with our show right now because we just had one of the most bonding experiences, and I feel it's important that we talk about it. Where somebody passed around a phone, and we all looked at Jason Derulo's...
You guys were like staring at
I told you he'd be uncomfortable, Amber. I told you he's going to be like,
look.
I didn't even look.
I didn't see anything.
I didn't even touch the phone. The picture was on.
What did we see? What is that? Like, what
a
is going
on? It's stuff happening there.
I mean,
oh, I thought, did he drop a Pringles can or something? I don't know.
And not like the snack size.
No,
like the real
size.
Full.
But I got to rely on you guys. You saw the pic, and I don't know.
Oh, shut up, Steve. We all bought, even T-Ag and Aaron, we're all just, here was the weirdest part of the whole situation. Aaron didn't want to look at it because she wanted to be home alone.
Yes.
She's like, I was waiting till I got
lighting.
Home.
What?
Candles lit.
The deal is, if you haven't seen it, he put a picture on Instagram. They pulled it. Right?
Instagram.
Yeah, they told him, take it down. It's too much.
But wait, he's covered, though.
But it still violates their decency, whatever.
Okay.
And so then he reposted it again with, like, I can't help my size.
Yeah.
And they haven't pulled it yet. So if you want to see, people have screenshot. I mean, you don't.
It's everywhere on the internet. Yeah, I mean, Instagram could take it down and it still would be floating around everywhere.
Oh, okay.
And I think the biggest thing for me is, like, there are sites that are, like, highlighting that area and like changing the contrast, and it's like, guys, you don't
even need to do that.
You don't have to. And there's like a site where they have red arrows, and it's like, guys,
we see it
from
it's
space.
It's hard not to.
It's what?
It's difficult. Hey. It's difficult not to see it.
Okay. So on that note, there's something about Amber's brain that's smaller every day,
and this is biologically true, Amber.
Oh.
Well, although I can't say that I know this, but are you? This is awkward.
I know.
But we've just been talking about
personal.
People.
You know what?
Are you on the pill?
I am on the pill.
Well, your brain is 6% smaller, an essential part of your brain.
And it affects mood, appetite, sex drive, and sleep. I feel like we all ladies know this about ourselves. But,
Does it really affect all those things?
Yeah.
In fact, I've had girlfriends that if they don't, that regulates them. And if they miss a day or something, then they're all just thrown off.
Yeah.
The pill makes you happier or sadder?
It makes me sadder.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it make your libido higher or lower? Because it's like, I've heard it makes it lower.
Some people it makes it lower. Mine doesn't seem to be affected. My sleep is definitely affected. And it makes me so nauseous. Like, I have to be conscious of when I take it, because if I don't take it with food or if I take it too late at night, I wake up in the morning and I don't feel good. Yeah.
And you'll throw it up and it won't be.
Then it's not effective, right?
Yeah.
Dang.
Well, there's great news on the horizon. Yeah. There is a once a month pill coming, supposedly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you want in on that?
It scares me a little bit, but it would be a lot more convenient.
Okay.
It slow drips throughout the month, so it's not like you're getting a surge of hormones or anything crazy.
Did you hear that whole thing, everyone?
Yeah,
that means there is a pill that
you.
Is made of something that your stomach cannot digest it until 30 days of, like, that sounds like a terrible idea.
I know.
But
that's why guys should just.
I know. We talked about it the other day.
Trust us to check out.
Yeah, I don't know about that either.
I will say this. If I were a female, I would trust you, Steve, completely. Because I know how deeply you don't want children.
Thank you.
I think you could trust men. Like, we're not responsible with a lot of stuff, but if we can avoid responsibility, we'll definitely be responsible for avoiding responsibility.
Yeah.
Love how you phrase
so,
that.
That's true.
That is the one thing that we can agree on. Let me say this other thing, and it's all about Amber today. With you and the pill, do you think that's why there was a story out that said We humans wake up in a bad mood 300 days out of the year.
Dang.
That's so many days.
Yeah.
And you thought you that fits you. I mean.
I don't wake up happy. I usually, because, you know, your alarm goes off and you're groggy. Like, I'm not a morning person where I, like, rise and shine. Hello.
But are you, they're saying you're literally, like, in a, I don't think I've ever woke up. I mean, I've woke up hungover, but that's, I'm never, like, mad. Or,
yeah.
like it, one of the things says they, you wake up too cold and that puts you in a bad mood. Like, is that anyone?
I figure out my thermostat.
Right.
And I have a comforter.
I don't understand.
I mean, it doesn't start me off in a terrible mood, but it's, I mean, there are better ways to wake up.
But do you think this is part of just everybody's so affected by everything?
Like, it's I see this.
I woke up cold and now everything's wrong. My Starbucks order took too long.
You're right. People go to bed angry.
Right.
And they wake up thinking, oh, today I'm just angry again.
Amber and I were kind of talking about this story when you were out of the room. And I have to ask you, do you own an alarm clock, Steve? Do you set an alarm?
I actually never use my phone alarm. I have like one of those you put on a nightstand.
You have a literal like clock radio thing?
My guest bedroom. And I don't have one. I do have one in my Mac.
Well, do you set it though?
I have not. I don't even know what it sounds like.
Wake up automatically every morning. Mm-hmm. What time?
Usually about 7:30-ish, quarter to 8.
Automatically.
Yeah.
Nice. See?
Now you should go to bed
around midnight. If I just let myself wake up, I would probably wake up at 8:30 or 9, and then I just feel lazy.
Oh,
so you set an alarm? I don't know why I'm so mad.
He hates that I set an alarm. He's like, you don't have responsibility yet. What? Sleep in while you can.
I have to wake up at 6 or 6:30 because I have to, like, my daughter has to get up at 6:30. So if I have to pack a lunch, I got to get up and get started. And I'm like, I envy you, Steve, but you're doing it right. But just find a way to sleep it. Like, you can sleep in. Why don't you sleep in, man?
I know. I think it's because my windows face when the sun rises, my plantation shutters, and I got to tint those windows.
I'll buy you blackout shades.
But if I sleep like past 8, then I feel like, okay, now I'm out of my rhythm. I'm in discombobulated.
Yes.
Now I'm behind.
Right.
When I'm really not behind, but I feel like I am.
I have to do, if I don't have something scheduled, I've got to do at least one productive thing before I come in.
Shower.
Work. That doesn't count.
What does count?
Even if it's as small as like going to the car wash and like filling up my gas tank, like I got to do something, clean my apartment, do emails, go to the gym. I have to do something.
Nice. But couldn't you sleep until you know how shows will do this like thing where like I switch lives with you. And we all like to do it. I would kill to be either one of you. I swear to God,
it's true.
Knowing that you have to make a lunch at 6 o'clock in the morning is one of the.
And yet you're waking up happier.
The more I think about it, I'm not waking up happy.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.